What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, our Wednesday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Tribunal Electoral reported that it has not yet received the documentation from the judicial branch regarding the conviction for money laundering of Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. This is in the so-called new business case. Therefore, the entity is obliged to recognize Martinelli as a presidential candidate of the Realizing Goals, the RM party, together with the Alianza party. Now, this has created uncertainty about the electoral implications of the conviction against the candidate. Once this documentation arrives, the Tribunal Electoral Court will expeditiously and in compliance with due process will rule on the matter, said the president of the Tribunal Electoral, Alfredo Junca, in a message posted on social networks in which he is seen alongside judges Eduardo Valdez and Luis Guerra. Martinelli's candidacy has already been given the Tribunal Electoral several headaches since the Supreme Court of Justice decided not to admit an appeal presented by the former president's defense against a conviction imposed against him by the criminal judge Valoisa Marquinez last July, the sentence to jail for 128 months and a fine of $19.2 million. Now, that sentence was ratified in October by a higher court. Therefore, his entry into prison is imminent. Well, since the Constitution, in its Article 180, prohibits the election of a presidential or vice presidential candidate to the Republic who has a sentence of 5 years or more in prison, Martinelli, by the way, of course, has got 10 years and 8 months, it would supposedly then correspond to José Raúl Molina, his running mate, assuming the presidential candidacy of the RM and Alianza. Well, in fact, the Tribunal Electoral authorized Molina to take Martinelli's place in the presidential debate that was originally going to be held on the 21st of February. He then postponed the debate to February the 26th. Both decisions were widely rejected by different sectors, including six of the other seven presidential candidates. The judicial investigation, the DIJ, or directorate rather, received a order to capture and deliver the national prison system José Antonio Carrizo Merida, known as Chepi, the man sentenced to 7 years in prison for the crime of aggravated fraud against Corporación La Prensa S.A. The instruction was issued by criminal judge Argueda Rentania on February the 15th, in a note addressed to the commissioner Sergio Delgado, director of the DIJ. Well, on April the 11th of 2022, Carrizo was sentenced by another judge, Valoisa Marquinez, of the Second Liquidation Court of Criminal Cases, to 84 months in prison as an accessory penalty, disqualification from exercising public functions for 4 years. The sentence was confirmed on the 4th of August of 2022 by the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases. Now, Carrizo has attempted several legal actions to prevent him from entering prison. He filed an appeal for a cassation, which the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice denied on the 17th of August of last year. He also requested a clarification of the sentence, which the same chamber rejected outright as inadmissible. On the 2nd of January, the last manoeuvre as his lawyers has been to present an extraordinary appeal for criminal review of the conviction handed down in April of 2020 by Judge Marquinez. There, they asked for absolution. His extraordinary appeal reached the court on February the 15th, and of the same day the DIJ received the order to capture him. In the midst of the paralysis of the exploration, extraction and marketing activities of the Cobre Panama mine after a Supreme Court of Justice declared on November the 27th the unconstitutional contract between the Minera Panama Company and the government, now the company announces a visitor and citizen participation program to give people access to these facilities. These visits will allow Panamanian society to learn firsthand what is happening at the mine site, said Maru Galvez, now a spokesperson for Cobre Panama. Now, she assured that this program arises from an opinion study recently carried out by the Gallup Company, in which nearly half of those interviewed, that's 49%, expressed interest in visiting the mine if given the opportunity, motivated by knowing the facilities and mainly due to the desire to verify the veracity of the information that they're receiving through social networks and negative news. We want to deny the misinformation that has been generated around the operation of the mine. We have always been characterized by our responsible management, and we are sure that those who have the opportunity to participate will be able to perceive firsthand the commitment and seriousness with which we carry out our activities, it was said. The European Union kept Panama on the list of tax havens issued on Tuesday. This was after evaluating the jurisdictions that have implemented measures to improve their tax cooperation. One of the requirements to get off this list is to have a mostly compliant rating in the evaluations of the exchange of tax information upon request, something that Panama has not achieved to date. The list, updated every 6 months, includes jurisdictions that fail to meet EU standards on tax transparency, tax fairness or implementation of international rules to prevent tax-based erosion or profit shifting, and that do not take steps to resolve these issues. From the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI unit is managed in charge of executing requests for the exchange of information required by foreign tax administrations to Panama, as well as those that the Panamanian Tax Administration requests from other tax authorities for tax investigations. Now, according to the Director of Revenue, Publio de Garcia, the results of the exchange with the countries with which we collaborate are better every year, and the team is strengthened in human talent and tools. However, he also indicated to La Prensa that to get off the EU list, it will be essential to comply with the accounting records law, and that the private sector is key to the effectiveness of the exchange of information. At the end of last year, the DGI decided to extend the deadline again, now until March of this year, for resident agents to present the sworn declaration of accounting records corresponding to the years 2021 and 2022. It's not the first time that this matter has been postponed, trying to appease those who oppose the measure. In accordance with Law 52 of October the 27th back in 2016, modified by Law 254 of the 11th of November of 2021, the obligation of the resident agent to submit to the DGI an annual sworn declaration containing a list of the legal entities to which performs the service of resident agent. There has been pressure from lawyers' groups on this issue. Panama runs the risk of being downgraded in its credit rating, the investment bank Goldman Sachs warned in a recent report. With a negative outlook and a medium rating of BBB-, Panama is at risk of being downgraded due to the impact of the closure of the Cobre Panama mine, which will likely affect the country's economic growth and fiscal balance, it said in a report on investment banking. Now, Goldman Sachs recalled that the low performance of sovereign bonds began at the end of last year after the closure of the Cobre Panama mine. A pause in production will likely have a negative impact on Panama's economic activity, as the mine's production represents 5% of the GDP and 75% of its goods exports. Well, currently, S&P rates Panama as BBB with a negative outlook. This was as of November the 7th. Now, Moody's downgraded the country to Baa3 with a stable outlook. That was on October the 31st. And Fitch maintains a BBB- rating, but revised its outlook to negative on September the 29th. In this context, Goldman Sachs has warned that Panama is in a precarious position, facing a possible downgrade of its credit rating due to a combination of economic and political factors. The situation is worsening with the proximity of the presidential elections scheduled for the 5th of May and the uncertainty surrounding the future of the country's copper mine. Goldman Sachs highlights that the downgrade or a downgrade of Panama's credit rating from investment grade to speculative grade could have negative consequences on financial markets, increasing borrowing costs and reducing investor confidence. The investment bank warns that although the market has already begun to discount part of this risk, volatility could increase in the coming months as the elections approach and more details about the future of the country's economic policy become known. Given this report, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, said that it is necessary for the presidential candidates to present specific economic proposals that allow the country to improve its fiscal situation. The Ministry of Health, the MINSA, published on February the 15th on the Panama Compra portal the tender for the, quote, preliminary studies, architectural designs and technical specifications for the comprehensive development and construction of Phase 1 of the new National Cancer Institute, the ION, unquote. Phase 1 of this project has a cost of $72,737,233, an amount requested by the health authorities during the discussion of the 2024 budget. However, the Ministry of Health budget for this project this year is $20 million. The date established for the presentation of proposals is next April the 2nd. The first tender for the construction of the new oncology headquarters, whose amount was $434.8 million, was cancelled on the 11th of January. Currently, the hallways are being converted into waiting rooms, and there are offices in small spaces. Well, that's it then. There's our look, some of the local news stories for you on this Wednesday morning, compiled for you for this morning's program.